this episode of Let's Talk, Let's Think. I'm your host, Kerry Braggs. And if this is your first time tuning in, we just hope you stick around, enjoy yourself. Don't forget to hit the subscribe bell and put it on all. So whenever video comes out, you will be notified and that you can continue to walk with us in this series and different videos that I put out as well. So once again, newcomers, we're glad to have you. So we're going to continue on the journey that we have been going, but I need to throw a disclaimer out here as we begin, because this was supposed to be a three-part series, but as you know, God jumps in and he takes things in different directions, and so he placed it on my heart to go a little bit further with part two, where we have been talking about acknowledging that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And so he placed it upon my heart to take it a little deeper. So last time we were talking about the unrighteous living and not deceiving ourselves and, you know, understanding that that's the way we used to live. But to bring it in more spiritual context, we need to understand that what's going on is the flesh is warring against the spirit. The flesh is warring against the spirit, meaning that we have an issue at hand that we want to do certain things, but on the other hand, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is trying to lead us and keep us on course. And so we have that struggle going on, and we have to make the decision that we are going to follow the Holy Spirit instead of us yielding to the flesh, which that's what we did in the past. The flesh led our lives and led the decisions we were making. And so now, as people being new creations in Christ, now the Spirit should be leading and guiding our lives. The Holy Spirit should be leading and guiding our lives. So today we're going to look at Galatians chapter 5. And I'm going to start on verse 19, and we'll just kind of discuss some of those things. So, I'm actually going to start at verse 16. So I'm going to start at verse 16 because there's a lot being said, and I think we need to walk through all of it. So in verse 16 through 18, it says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." So Paul is making us aware of that there's a battle going on. Because I remember early in my Christian walk as well, I was like, hey, I'm all in. I'm trying to focus on God. But I was doing things that I shouldn't be doing. And I was thinking ways I felt I shouldn't be thinking. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? I mean, I'm at church. I'm embracing God. But I was shown that that's comes with the territory. That's part of how this goes, that you are going to have this battle going on where your flesh is going to be trying to get you to continue down the wrong path while the Holy Spirit is trying to take you into new territory so you can embrace and grow in areas that you've never been a part of before. So this is just a new thing. And so Paul is letting us know, hey, there's a struggle going on here. The flesh is against the spirit, and the spirit is against the flesh, because there's a battle going on for our soul, so to speak. I mean, this is what Christianity is all about. If we follow the flesh, then we continue to live in sin. If we follow the Holy Spirit, then we follow Christ on into eternity and to heaven. And so Paul is letting us know we've got a situation going on here. They're opposing one another. And in verse 18, he says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." And so back then, all they, before Jesus came, they had the law, and the Pharisees and the religious leaders were misusing the law to say, hey, this is what you have to do. They weren't really focused on a person's spiritual walk. And so Paul is saying we are no longer under that law because Jesus came, he fulfilled the prophecies, and he took things to a new higher standard. And so he's saying, hey, we're not focused on those things anymore. We are led by the Spirit, which that was not the case at first. They were led by the law and the religious leaders. And so in verses 19 through 21, once again, it gives an exhaustive list about behavior of the flesh. It says, now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, remember we talked about that last time, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So he gave an exhaustive list again, saying, hey, if you're involved in any of these things, this is not going to lead to heaven. This is not what a Christian does. This is not how a Christian lives. This is not how a new creation in Christ lives. They are not involved in orgies and sorcery and jealousy and fits of anger and envy and drunkenness. We're not involved in all of those things. And so we know when we are. I mean, as I said before, there are several things on this list that I've been involved in. And it's one of those things where you say, hey, that's not of God. Me arguing with somebody, ready to fight, that's not of God. Me having sex outside of marriage, that's not of God. Me envying somebody for what they have, that is not of God. Me being a drunkard and falling out at the club and things like that that used to happen, that is not of God. And so that's the thing. So he says, hey, if you're living like this, then you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. There's always a distinction. So when people sit up and say, well, God didn't say this or God didn't say that, you're spreading hate and all of these things they try to use to kind of make us slink back and say, oh, I shouldn't be judging anybody. No, it's right here in the Word. There's always the distinctions, especially when you look at the book of Proverbs. There's always a distinction where the foolish man and the wise man did these different things. So throughout the Bible, there are always distinctions to say, this is the wrong way, this is the right way. So do not let people fool you. And so we go on to verse 22. So it gave a list of things we do in the flesh when we are in control, when we are directing our lives. And he gave this list and he said, I told you before that this behavior, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And it goes on to verse 22 and 23. And it says that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So he says that there's no law against these things. When you are a Christian, these are the things that you should be doing. When the Spirit is guiding your life, it's showing you that this is what people should see. They should see love, they should see joy, they should see patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. They should see these things in us. Because that's what you saw in Jesus. When the Pharisees came up and they were always trying to trick him, you saw him patiently sit there and they asked a question. Like, well, let me ask you a question. What about this and what about that? And that used to upset them. He was very patient with the disciples who didn't understand many of the things that he was teaching and that he was doing. And he was patient with them. He showed love to everybody. and gentleness. He was faithful to his cause and things like that. And that's what people need to see. And when they see that, they know that this is the fruit of the Spirit. And so you have to ask yourself, are you seeing those things in yourself? Are you seeing those things in yourself? Because we can't deny what we are doing or what we are showing people. And so we know whether or not we are showing people the exhaustive list before about idolatry and sorcery and enmity and jealousy and all that. We know whether or not we're acting jealous of people or being envious, or we know whether or not we're showing patience and love towards people. So that distinction is laid before us. And if we are truly trying to follow Christ, then we will say, hey, I'm not very patient. I'm not a very patient person. I'm not a very loving person. And so I need to change that. I need to start showing more patience. I need to start showing more love. Why? Because Jesus is always patient with me. He is always loving to me. He is always faithful to me. And so that's the thing of it. When we see what he has done for us and done within our lives, how can we not extend that to others? How can we not do that, people? And if we are truly trying to follow him, that shouldn't be an argument. When we see that we are doing things on the list that will exclude us from heaven, then we should be focused on the list that shows that the Spirit is reigning supreme in our lives, and we should seek to build on those things. And so we have to be mindful of that, that this is the flesh versus the Spirit. And so in verse 24 it says, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." And verse 25, "If you live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." And so it's letting us know that those of us who follow Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desire, meaning that we have acknowledged, I am following Christ now, so these ways are dead to me. These ways have to go. They cannot be a participant in my life as I move forward, because I'm following Christ. So whatever the flesh desires and wants to do, I'm not going to do it. If the flesh wants to rise up and commit adultery, I'm not going to do it. If the flesh wants to rise up and be jealous and treat somebody unloving and hate someone, I'm not going to do it, because there is no room for the flesh in my life as long as the Holy Spirit is within me and that I'm following the Holy Spirit. So it says right here, we have to crucify those things. They have to be put to death. And so we have to look at it in that manner, instead of trying to be creative and, you know, make space for it. Well, it's not really that. And you're misunderstanding. I don't hate him. I just don't like how he operates. You know, we try to play on technicality, but we know how things should go and what we truly feel in our hearts, don't we? Yes, we do. And so when we see that ugliness, it has to be crucified. It has to be put to death. And then it says that if we live by the Spirit, we should also keep step with the Spirit. So if the Spirit is leading our lives and we say that we are living by it, then all those things that we just talked about with the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all those different things, then we should be going out of our way to show those things to people within our lives. Everywhere we go, we should be seeking to show love and patience, not based off how they treat us, based off of the fact that this is who we are supposed to be. And this is how Jesus operated as well. You saw they did many things to him, but he wasn't seeking revenge. He was like, hey, I'm here to help you. And that's what I'm going to do. And so we need to take that time and look at ourselves. Because once again, this is all about us taking the time to look at ourselves and say, hey, this is what it takes to follow Christ. If you're truly trying to follow Christ, then you need to take a look at it and say, hey, this is what my flesh wants to do. This is what I should be doing because the Holy Spirit is inside of me. And when you see those things within yourselves, then you need to take action and get away from those things, crucify the desires of the flesh, and grab hold to the fruits of the Spirit. Amen? So I hope that that was encouraging and helpful. And remember, all this is about us taking the time to be honest about where we are and allow God to guide us in the right direction to kind of get away from the things that will hinder us in our spiritual walk. And so that's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Remember, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe and hit the notification bell. So I'm out for today. I'm your host, Carrie Braggs, and this is Let's Talk, Let's Think. Have a great day.